You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev.
He used to light it up in the Quebec Major Junior League as we go around the NHL, brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. There when you need them, call or stop in. No appointment required. They'll see you right away and trust them at Cougar Paint and Collision. And you know what? His final year in junior had 25 goals, 44 points in 59 games. Also, 420 penalty minutes. Jody Shelley joins us. Jody, you were racking up PIMS like Gretzky was racking up points.
I was wondering about this segue. I was wondering where you're going to go here because, yeah, I hear Strud saying casually that 100 points is a big deal. I think, Strud, if we were going to get 100 points, it'd probably take us 30 or 40 years at the rate we clipped them along.
But we could play forever. I count my warm-ups. I still wouldn't have gotten there. It's crazy.
A warm-up, yeah. Yeah, I got a few penalty minutes. We had to specialize in something, Jason. So, yeah, mine was absolutely sitting on the opposite side of the ice. In that box.
Nothing wrong with that. Got you 627 games in the NHL. Very few guys can say they played that many games in the show. Now, of course, your analyst for the Columbus Blue Jackets, a team that 3 or 4 months ago, a lot of people are looking, man, it's been a disappointing season for the Blue Jackets, but they've reeled off 9 straight wins until a tough 2-1 loss to the St. Louis Blues, where they probably deserve to win that game. Can you pinpoint one thing, one group of what's turned it around for the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a couple of things, but if I'm going to pick one, I think it's the play of the defense. The Blue Jackets, you know, they've got young, mobile defense, and when they picked up Ian Cole at the trade deadline, he's got 2 Stanley Cups. He plays a very simple game. He's hard to play against. He knows his role to perfection, and that freed up Seth Jones and Zach Werenski, who are offensive-minded. I mean, Werenski is just, he's not even a real defenseman. They want him to play like a rover, you know, which is almost like a fourth forward. And when he's up, it's hard to defend, and he's so smart. He's a guy that sees the ice so well. And him and Seth Jones has been a nice combination. So I think the attack from the back end has given them, which is usually not their secondary scoring, it's primary scoring. So those guys got things going again, and that's when this team started rolling, got their confidence going. And a lot of people who were having below average years started getting points, like Boone Jenner and Cam Atkinson scoring. So, but I would say, for one thing, it's the defense, and they're activating it up in the play.
How surprised are you that Pierre-Luc Dubois has been bouncing kind of in and out of that top-line centerman role for the Blue Jackets this year?
Yeah, you know, he's been a surprise all year long, Strutty. He's a guy who, he was a fifth-line guy coming in. Where was he going to fit in? And then he moved up. They had him on the wing because they didn't think center ice was, they thought that was too much for him in his first National Hockey League year. But due to injury, Wenberg was out in Dubinsky route, 2 big centermen, and he moved into the center ice slot, and he took off with Panarin. Him and Panarin had a lot of chemistry. But then I was surprised that he got moved, you know, that was because they were doing so well. But apparently John Tortorella, with Foligno now in the middle, he's out, but he was moved to the middle. And a couple of veteran guys, he thought Dubois slid a little, so he slopped him down to a lesser line, but a fast line with Milano and Bjorkstrand. But yeah, I'm surprised. He's just got a great attitude. He works hard. He's smart. He's earned the trust of the coach. He's done a heck of a job at center ice. But he's back on that top line tonight with Atkinson and Panarin. So we'll see what he does. This is a good test for him against Connor McDavid.
Jody Shelley joins us, analyst for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And, you know, you mentioned Atkinson and Panarin. They didn't really create any chemistry the first time. Then John Tortorella split them up. Now they got back together, and it's worked. You talk to the players, what's different the second time around? Why are they having success now?
You know, I'm not sure. Panarin's been the new guy, too. Remember that. So where was he going to fit in? They had Wenberg slotted up there with Josh Anderson on the top, who's out with injury. On a top line to start, you know, when you put the dry erase board up, we all put together combinations, and the coaches had theirs, and it's amazing because a lot of times, you forget about this, a lot of players get misslotted for a lot of their careers. Some guys get misslotted
for their whole careers. And, you know, this guy, it's taken a better part of the season to figure out which really works. So Atkinson, he's a right-handed shot, so is Panarin. They both like that spot on the offside one-time shot on the power play. That was Atkinson's last year. He had a lot of success, but he got moved out of there with Panarin coming in. Panarin got put there because he was so good there in Chicago. So it's taken a while to figure out where those two guys can play together, how they're going to play together, and who is going to be a guy in the middle that would just be a kind of a hard player that could get them the puck and keep battles alive in the offensive zone. So, you know, I just say it's part of the regular season. And that's really, I mean, if you can get wins and still try to figure out what your combinations are and stay healthy, then you have that's where you find the balance in your lineup. So, yeah, I think it's taken most of the season just for those guys to get chemistry. And really, Panarin and Dubois have been the catalyst on that top line.
We got Joe Shelley on the line, a Blue Jackets analyst. The Oilers are taking on the Blue Jackets tonight. He's from Fox Sports Ohio. Jody, when you look at this Blue Jackets team, one of the criticism in the past and why people feel they maybe had some early exit from the playoffs has been a lack of that guy that can be like, hey, I've got this. I'm going to take this game over. Is Panarin that guy?
Yeah, he is. He has been in the regular season. I know the guys in Chicago say he hasn't done much in the playoffs, but he hasn't really had much playoff time. But he's the guy that wants it. He's the guy that when the game's on the line or they're down a goal, you'll see it tonight right away. He's the guy that controls it. You know, the guys who have the puck and everyone backs off because he's so dangerous and because he's just strong. He's strong on his skates, much stronger on his skates than people know. They don't realize till they get at him. He's very skilled, and he's very competitive with the puck. So, yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy that says, follow me on this team. And I think, you know what that does? You also have other players with a lot of pride, like Foligno and Dubinsky. And so they want to be the guy, too. So when he's the guy and his number's always called, the other guys are waiting on the bench saying, why aren't I that guy? So, but he's definitely the guy leading that way.
Jody, looking at Brandon Dubinsky, definitely he's in a little bit of funk. Of course, after the fight with Zach Cassian, got banged up, and then he came back. His vision wasn't really there. He was actually wearing a tinted visor, you told me earlier today. Is he just lost his moxie? Is that simple? Is that what's gone on with him? No points, I think, in the last 2 months for him.
It's been a tough year for Brandon. He's such a pride guy. Like, you know, he's an emotional leader of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And he wants to be out there in overtime. He wants to be the guy to take the big face off. And there's been players that have jumped past him this season. That injury was huge to him. I've had that injury. It's brutal when you have to get plates put in your face. You know, the swelling, just the whole damage to, you know, he's got a lot of pride, and he took that punch in the face, broke his orbital bone, and he missed a lot of time. And I think he thought he was going to come back and just pick up right where he left off. The visor's been an adjustment. I know that for sure. But, yeah, he's just kind of fallen away a little bit. There's some guys that have passed him on the depth chart. He's been a healthy scratch here of late. He's been in. His last game was his first game back. He played on the fourth line. Now, tonight with Foligno out, he gets elevated in the lineup. So this is a chance for him. And I would agree his moxie's maybe taking a shot a little bit. But he can find it. He's a guy that just has to keep his real simple, hard-working game. Take the big draw, win the draw. And do the little things. You know, so it sounds so boring, but this guy's got to be a guy that can just stay below the puck in the defensive zone and be a responsible guy in the offensive zone and maybe put in one or two. So tonight's a big night for Brandon Dubinsky. And also, to get back, I know he's not going to go after Cassian, obviously, but just to get back in there and play the game and you know, get his nose over the puck.
Sometimes the best trades are the smaller ones, and you know, how's Lutestu come in and balanced out that the fourth center spot there for your team?
Yeah, you know, he's so reliable. I mean, Mark Lutestu is just, I think he's almost like the teacher or the coach's dream, you know what I mean? Like, you have to tell him once, he understands, and then he helps others understand. So he's not got power play time with the Columbus Blue Jackets like he did here in Edmonton. But he's a guy that is great on that. He's a right-handed shot on that right-handed dot tonight in the defensive zone. He's that guy. He'll be out there for every defensive zone draw on the right-hand side. He's a great penalty killer, and he's a wonderful person. You know, he's got a place in Columbus. He bought a place there, and he's going to spend his off season there. So it's a nice fit. So to see him in that room, And I asked him what was changed, like any logistics in the locker room or anything changed in Columbus. He said, no, nothing has changed. And it's nice for him to be there. And he's a leader, you know. They've got a young room, and instead of maybe saying something or players, you know, getting off track, when you have a guy like Lotestu there, you don't – you maybe save it. You know what I mean? He kind of keeps everybody in line just from being there. So he's fit in really well there, and it's been a good addition.
Jody, always good to catch up with you, man. We'll see you down at the rink. Enjoy the game.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Keep up the great job. I love being on. So
appreciate it.